Ovis Perkei Mishneh Dalad. The next number Asoro we have, and it's really a continuation, the same idea that 10 is a Dovah Sholem, and that's why the world was created by Asoro Mamoros. It was a whole system of interlocking, interconnecting Mamorim that formed one tapestry. And that was the Hemshech of the history of the world with all the levels of Ashgocha Protis over the Deris, Asoro Deris Me'odim Ad Noach. And Asar Nisyonis, which Avram Avinu built Klal Yisrael with, which was also the Shlemus. From now on, the purpose of world history is Klal Yisrael. So that's the next Asar. Everything we're saying comes from the Maral. Asar Nisim Nafzal Avisenu is a continuation of that Hemshech. The Mitzius of Klal Yisrael was built as a new Bria Sa'olam. The Svarim point out that the same way the world was created with the letter Beis, Breishis Bara Elikim. So the world was recreated. There's a new world, a new Metzius, called Klal Yisrael. The world's created on Rosh Hashanah, Ayom HaAsoilam. That's when Adam Rishon was Nivra. Klal Yisrael was Nivra in Chodesh Nisan. B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. So the same purpose, the same pattern of creation, which is Asar Nisim, which I'm sorry, is Asar Mamoris, was done in Mitzrayim when Klal Yisrael went out. Asar Nisim Nablisenu. And Asar Alayom was the next shlav, the next part of Klal Yisrael being turned into the Amah Nivcher. And of course, that culminated with Asar Sadibrois. So Asar Nisim Nasal Avisenu B'Mitzrayim V'Asar Alayom. What exactly are the 10 Nisim? Nasal Avisenu B'Mitzrayim is pretty straightforward. The 10 Makers. Asar Alayom, we really need to be Mefaret. The Rav has an Arichus. The first one is Vayibaku Amayim, that the word is split. The second one is that the water was nasa kimin oil v'nichnasu Yisrael b'soichoi, because the pasuk in Chavakuk. The third is that the ground underneath the water became dry, hard land. Nei Yisrael holchu b'yaboshu b'soichayom, holchu b'yom b'soichayaboshu. The fourth is that the ground where the Mitzrayim were became muddy again. The fifth is that the ground that hardened underneath their feet didn't become one straight ritzifus of earth. It became like tiles. First, when we look at the Taisyantivis and discuss exactly what's the purpose of this. Maybe there's a deeper understanding. Take a look at the Maral. The sixth was that the water became hard and became like rocks and it pounded into the Mitzvim. The seventh is that the water split into 12 paths for each one for each shevet. The eighth is that the water was clear. Mamash like glass, it would turn hard, like it should turn color. No, it turned like glass in order that everybody should be able to see everybody else and be reassured that all of Klal Yisrael was being saved. The water, the ninth is that the water that froze became Mayim Mesukim L'Shtiyah. The tenth was that the water after that, after it came out and they drank their fill, Klal Yisrael, it refroze and it became part of the karka, and then it fell on the mitzvah. So these are the 10 nisim that were part of the alayom, and again, it's all one hamshechius. Esa makas hevi hakadosh baruch hu ala mitzvim b'mitzrayim v'esa alayom. This is the part that we have in the Bal Hagodah. The esa makas we have mefurish, dom tzvadeh kinim orav deve, shchin borod arbe. We'll just point out one thing, that the way to understand the effect of Asar Mamoris by Nivra Olam is that the Rebbein Shem Kiviyochel covered over his Hanhoga with a mitzvah called Derech HaTeva. Derech HaTeva is like a covering. It's a picture, let's say, that B'Derech Mashal, a person takes a diamond and he wraps it up in a cotton and then he has it in a box, and then the box is in a gift wrap, and then the gift wrap is in a bag, and the bag's in a case. There's a lot of kisuyim, but all it is kisuyim to the diamond that's inside. Now, what would be if somebody wants to get to the diamond? What he has to do is he has to unwrap. So if there are 10 kisuyim, you have to unwrap. So it makes sense that if the Rebbein Shlom by Yitzhiya sometime was megala elohu b'chloide be'atzma, like the Bal Hagodah says, that if the kisuyim of Asar Mamoris have to be undone, that it's sort of parallel, but the opposite. So for instance, Bereshis Boro Elohim, which is the first maimah we could say is the parallel of B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, Makas B'chayris.
The second one, Yehi Or, clearly paralleled by Makas Choshech, and so on. That's the way to look at it. And the same is true Lagabi Aseres HaDibris. Asoron Nisyonis Nisu Aviseinu Hamokim Baruch Hu Bamidbar. This is this week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach, where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam finally sealed the fate of Klal Yisrael after a bunch of times that Klal Yisrael complained. Shenema Vayinasu Oisizes Apom V'Loshom B'Koilu. Here the Vayinasu is Miloshim, that they complained. They tested the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. B'Sinas Hashem Oitzionu Mimitzrayim. So their fate was sealed, and again, there has to be 10, because it was a shlemus of Klal Yisrael creating a metzius of resistance to completely being led by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishnehe, Asor Nisim Nasala V'Sein B'Beis HaMikdosh. And this is a hemshich also. The Asor Nisim Nasala V'Seinu is a direct hemshich of the new metzius ha'olam of Aseres HaDibrois, and Aser Makis, where the Rebbeinu Shem runs the world of Klal Yisrael, Shalei B'Derech HaTeva. So the world of the Beis HaMikdash, which was a complete mitzius of L'malam B'Derech HaTeva, also was governed by the number 10, by the Asar Nisim. We might add, by the way, what the Svarim point out, from Chaim V'Lozhin and Maral and others, that the amount of melochas that there are on Shabbos are called Arboim Choser Achas, which is a very strange way of saying 39. It's not 40 minus 1. What's 39? What is it? So what the Mephashim want to tell you is that Be'etzim, the operative number is 40. The operative number of 40 really is 10, because the Beis HaMikdash, which is the source for Melechus Shabbos, Melechus Shabbos is the melachas that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was a recreation of an Olam HaShalem, like when the Rebbeinu Shem created the world in a matzav of Shleimus before the Chet of Adam HaRishon. So there's a Shleimus of a world. That world was recreated in miniature in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Asar Nisim that we're going to see over here are a world of, are aspects of a world in perfection. That number 10 has four levels of perfection. In the Svarim, it's called Olam HaAsiya, Olam HaYitzira, Olam HaBriya, Olam HaAtzilus. In the Beis HaMikdash, it could be called the Ezras Noshim, the Azora, the Heichel, the Kadosh Kadoshim. Vinishvi, it's 4 times 10, that's 40. We'll add, so why is it 40 minus 1? There's one Melacha, which is Shaykh to Briya Sa'olam, which is there, but Klal Yisrael is not Mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Shem, when he created the world, Basar Mamoris, the first one, Bereshis Bara Lekimus Hashemayim Vesaretz, is Brias Yesh Me'ayin. After that, there was already raw material, and the Rebbeinu Shem shaped and formed that raw material into everything we know in the physical world. But the first step is Yesh Me'ayin. A human being is not capable of creating Yesh Me'ayin. Therefore, the Melochus that we have are really patterned on 40, 4 times 10, but there's one that we're not mitzuvin. The ultimate Yesh Me'ayin is something we're not mitzuvin. So there's 40 melachas, we're mitzuvin 39. It's 40 minus 1. Asar Nisim Nasal HaVisein Beis HaMikdash. Again, these are aspects of the Shleimus HaOlam. Mefarshim are troubled. Why did they need all these Nisim? And Reb Chaim V'Lozhin says over here in Ruach Chaim, that's not necessarily that they needed all of them. This was a mitzvah. The world of the Beis HaMikdash has no hefsid, has no chisorin. When women are around, the smell of roasting meat, it could trigger Apollos Vlodis. Never happened. Again, there was no hefsid, there was no loss of life in the world of Beis HaMikdash. The Bas HaKadosh itself, which there was thousands of kabbonis being brought, that itself is a tremendous ness. The Bas HaKadosh didn't have any loss, hefsid, spoilage. In a place where there was a lot of dam, krovayim, boso, kabonis, that there should not be flies, even on hot days, is shalei b'derech hateva. V'lo'ira keri l'kohen gadol b'yom ha'kippurim, he never became tamei. That's also hefsid that was non-existent. V'lo'kibuk shomim eishal atzim arocha. There were rainy days. There was no roof over the Beis HaMikdash. It never happened that the fire went out. That would denote a dimming of the eish of Gilui Kvod Hashchina. V'lo notzcha ruach samud ha'ashon. The amud ha'ashon was never scattered even by very strong winds, because it was lamala from all hefsid, all bittel. V'lo nimtza psul ba'im v'b'shtei alechem v'lechem ha'ponim. So the Rav explains over here, well, Vas Epis, Lenimsa Psul, they never found the Psul, that it was necessary. Why? Because the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, which came from barley, had to be sifted many times. You learn the Mishnayos in Menachos in the 10th Perek, and it was a tremendously hard job to sift through the amount that they needed in order to get to the Korban Omer. So if it would become Tomei, Psul, it would be a tremendous Tircha to do it again. So again, that would mean that it's a Tircha. The way we're explaining the mission from Chaim V'Lajner, all the Nisim have to be a sign of Hefzid. So Leninza Psul would make sense. They never found Psul in Karbonis, but that's not true. It doesn't say that there was no such thing as a Psul or Karbon. There was no such thing as a Karbon that ever was touched by a Tomei, touched by a Sheretz, and so on. That's not true. It was only Dafka by the Oymer Shtei Alechem B'Lechem Aponim. Perhaps the Nekuda lies in the Nekuda of Lechem. There's something unique about the role of Lechem. The regular Menachos that were brought to Karbonis weren't Lachmim. These are the only three Karbonis which have to do with the state of Lechem, even though the Oymer was not Lechem, but the Oymer was a preparation for the Shtei Alechem which was brought on Shavuos. The Oymer was brought on Pesach, and we have the Yemei Sirius Oymer to rise, to upgrade from a level of Seirim to a level of Chitim, and also from a level of just being the raw material to being bread. Bread represents the madrega of man. Ki lo yal alechem levadi yichya adam, ki amoytze pi Hashem yichya adam, the Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev. Also, when Adam HaRishon was nizgarish, and now he's, from now on he's going to have to toil, and he's going to have to work hard. Aba b'zeh sapecha toicha lechem. The Medrash says this is a nechama. Adam HaRishon doesn't eat from the ground like a behemoth. He eats lechem. Lechem is a refined, sifted product of intelligence. Animals don't eat anything but demit to lechem. Animals eat what's out in the wild. Every animal eats it the way it wants to eat it. Man has to eat something which is the product of intelligence. And it could be that point, Mele was driven home, that there's no hefsid in the lachmei shaladam. That was in the base of English. So mochem ha-sholim. Witness the fact that bread on Shabbos is not bread. We don't have special bread, soured bread, other types of bread. We don't have braided loaves of bread. We have challah. Challah means that on Shabbos, the whole world is upgraded to a different level. So it could be that's why there was no psul in the different chalakim of lechem. Oimdim tzvufim mishtachim revochim. Time and space had no constraints in Beis HaMikdash. There's no such thing as there's no mokim in Beis HaMikdash. Another, v'lehizik nochosh v'akriv v'yushalayim e'oilom. There was never damage from poisonous snakes and scorpions. The snake, of course, is the chet of Adam HaRishon. Akriv is also a form of that. The goyin there refers to Nochosh and Akriv, as one has to do with the Yetzer of Avod Zorah, one is the Yetzer of Arayis. Perhaps on a deeper level, Yerushalayim is a place that was so purified that there was no mokim for even thinking of Averis. Lehizik Nochosh v'Akriv Yerushalayim Yoylam. V'le'om Adam l'chaveiroi, nobody ever complained to another Yitzar li ha'mokim sh'olim Yerushalayim, that I have no room in Yerushalayim. Again, space ceased to exist as a dovah mitzamtzim in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. That's all the shlemus of the Beis HaMikdash.